Kim Pate is Executive Director of the Canadian Association of Elizabeth Fry Societies. Kim is an advocate, activist, and ally of women and girls in prison in Canada. She has worked with and on behalf of marginalized, victimized, criminalized, and imprisoned youth, men, and women for more than two decades. Kim Pate reaches us today from Ottawa. Hello, Kim, and thank you for being on the Prison Radio Show today.
Thank you very much for doing this show.
Today, I'd like to be speaking about strip searching in regards to incarcerated women. And before I start asking you a couple questions, I'd like to relate to you and to our listeners some incidents that the Prison Radio Show has heard of, one dating back last summer and the other more recently. Last summer, it was like at the multi-security level federal prison at the Fraser Valley Institution in BC, where women coming back from ETAs, that's it, escorted temporary absences, were being routinely strip searched. Now, I found out from somebody that they supposedly were speaking with the warden. I don't know if anything was resolved on that. I didn't find out about an update on that. And then there was more recently, it was made known to the Prison Radio Show that at the multi-security level federal prison Grand Valley Institution in Ontario, women, and I don't know how many, are being routinely strip searched after all visits, even visits with their families. Kim, is there an increase in strip searching incarcerated women?
Well, it's very interesting you ask that because, in fact, when we asked some years ago through Access to Information for the number of strip searches done on women, we were told there were too many to count, and in fact, they weren't keeping track of them because there are provisions within the law that allow for strip search to be done routinely, and that's what these complaints are about. Is they haven't always been done routinely, but the law has always provided that any time there's contact with outside people, that women and men, for that matter, can be strip searched. So any visits, any escorted temporary absences, unescorted temporary absences, any time even, you know, that they've met with contracted people from outside, in theory at least, they could be being routinely strip searched. We have argued, and more importantly, the heads a few years back, going back now about 6-7 years ago, all of the heads of women's prisons who were responsible for security, they were then identified as the deputy wardens, agreed with us that they should do away with routine strip searching and only do strip searching when there was cause. That meaning that they may have had some reasonable grounds to believe someone had contraband on their body or, you know, a weapon or something like that, or that they may be doing, you know, about to do something to harm themselves. We don't agree with that either, by the way, but that was the position taken by the deputy wardens, that because the histories of abuse of women are so profound, 82% of women overall, 91% of Indigenous women have histories of physical and or sexual abuse, that they know that it basically re-traumatized them. They hardly ever get any kind of contraband from strip searches. And so really it's a situation that encourages more fear, more trauma on the part of women, and for no appreciable, even from the corrections perspective, useful information or material.
So, you know, the prison authorities are always citing like security as being one of the reasons to tighten movement within with prisoners, whether that be in the prison, whether that be like strip searching and so forth. But like, I'm just wondering, are they trying to like increase like a climate of fear? Because it has been made known to me that it's not, although obviously it affects the women who are incarcerated mostly, but it's also affecting their friends, their family, and even volunteers, because they hear about this happening with the women, and then and they're kind of like, oh geez, you know, they either come to this group and they see me as a volunteer, or I'm a family member, I'm coming in every single time, you know, my sister, she's being strip searched, etc. What is, you know, they must know that this is happening.
They do, and in fact, in some places, just recently in Australia, in fact, after a concerted campaign by a group called Sisters Inside, we've been told, I was with Sisters Inside meeting with heads of corrections in the head of corrections in Queensland in January, and we were advised that they would no longer be doing routine strip searching at all there. Now, the woman who heads that up is now a lawyer. She became a social worker while she was in prison, and Debbie Kilroy used to herself do her own form of protest by beginning to strip in the middle of the visiting area after she'd had visits with her family as a way to draw attention to the fact that women were being strip searched and let other family members know that was
happening.
Wow,
that is really something.
Yeah, and she mounted several direct actions in some of which I was involved with, some of which I haven't been, during conferences in Australia, and certainly has doggedly and ensured that, and tenaciously ensured that, this issue was on the forefront. Now, as I say, we have not to the same extent done, I mean, we've certainly advocated similarly and thought we had achieved something when the heads of security across the country took that position. But what was interesting is when it went to national headquarters for the Correctional Service of Canada, it was completely buried by the Correctional Service. They would not agree to that position. And they argued that, that men might try to have it, have no strip searching. That, in fact, they were finding contraband and weapons when they were strip searching then. Whether or not that's true, who knows? I haven't done the access to information request to find out that information. But certainly they were using as an excuse that if, in fact, they in any way relaxed their criteria or their policies, that they would likely see women behavior, which, of course, is completely opposite to what we know happened.
Okay. Now, I'm just wondering, like, you know, we hear about these things and then they happen, but what can we do? And I was wondering if there's like any women's organizations or if individuals, if we could put pressure on the prison authorities on how they are conducting themselves, you know, with this very marginalized and oppressed population, because like you're speaking about these women and, you know, like between 80 to 90+ percent have been through through the ringer in their life. Really, I mean, they've been sexually abused and everything, and it's like they're being re-traumatized every single time. And so what can we do? Do we write Don Head, the Commissioner of the Correctional Service of Canada, or what?
Well, I think yes, I think writing to Don Head, but also to the minister, and publicizing this kind of information, because really, this we know that this limits programs. We know that this limits women's access to the community. We know women have refused to have visits for fear that women's families have also refused to have visits where they know that their daughter, mother, sister, auntie is going to be strip searched afterwards. And we know that it, in fact, interferes with the very objectives corrections has set of reintegrating people as effectively and expeditiously as possible.
Yeah, because the community contact and family contact is one of the most important things for a woman to be able to succeed after the trauma in and of itself of being just in prison. You know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yes, writing to the commissioner, writing to the minister, and also publicizing this information so that people know that it's happening and that the misinformation or the ignorance doesn't continue. I think linking it to the crime bills that are out there, the fact that as we see more and more women in particular in the prison system, the system relies more on static security measures like stripping and shackling and those sorts of things. And so they are all linked, and not to miss that in terms of...
Well, just to end the interview, I'm sorry, we're running out of time. I'm going to give our listeners, though, the address for Don Head, the Commissioner of the Correctional Service of Canada, and the national headquarters is at 340 Laurier Avenue West, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0P9. And if they want to fax it, they can fax that at 613-943-1630. And I imagine that on the Correctional Service of Canada's website, there would be an email as well. Thank you, Kim, once again for being on the Prison Radio Show and explaining to us why it is so important to stop this indiscriminate and consistent strip searching of women prisoners.
Thank you, Dee, and thank you very much for covering these issues. It's vitally important.
Thank you.